Thank you.
Okay, one more thing while we're talking about Ed Wilmarth. This is a small version. A lot of you in the past have had a copy of Ed's map that Ed did, the topographic map. Okay, he's given me the originals, and I have some copies here that you're welcome to come and get a copy of, along with the list of who resides at what property these days, just the last names. Okay, and I'm taking orders. If anybody wants the big version, which is 24 by 18, you can place your order with me, and I'll have those made. Those have to be custom made. But if you're interested in the map that Ed did back in 1984 and revised in 1999, we have copies available, okay?
Yes.
I'd like to support this one if you need to have a voting. I wonder if something could be done about this because, quite frankly, I'm getting tired of sitting on my dock and having like a tsunami heading towards me because somebody's, you know, either tubing or skiing about 40 feet out from my dock at a very high rate of speed. You know, we have kids that swim inside that area.
Right. The thing that has worked the best is the Mort Levy method of getting in someone's face. When you see it happen, you have to follow them to their dock and you have to express your dissatisfaction with what they've done. I mean, Mort Levy did it. Jim Bennett did it. I saw them out there like this one day with, you know. people are oblivious. We have people that are pulling tubers with no spotter. We have people going the wrong way because they were going back to get a ski. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're coming right at me.
You know, people going to release their skier so they can ski into the dock too, so they're pulling it as close as they can to the floating dock and let them go, not realizing that there are people, there are children swimming. I mean, I that close. And, you know, ultimately, pick your skier up and it's just too close quarters to just release them at all times, especially when it's a busy weekend like the 4th of July weekend, even though our 4th of July was terrible this year. The ultimately thing is, you know, there's a lot of people out. You should be conscious of that. You're plenty intelligent enough to realize that there's more people than just you on the lake and that you need to release them maybe farther out and then pick them up and just bring them into your dock.
Swimmers who do not follow rules, they'll go right across the lake because they think they can. That's twilight. Mort and I jumped in a boat one day and pulled someone literally out of the middle of the lake, get in this boat now, and she looked at me like we were crazy, and we said, you can lose your head in a second because a boat will not see you. She's blind, but I'm wearing a bathing dress. Get in this boat. And it happened, and we took her back to our dock, and it was a party, and this person was part of the party. It wasn't a person who lived at the lake. And she just decided to swim across the lake because it was there. And they do not know the rules. And that's what it is. So please take a look with you. There are all the rules.
Somebody's
got to
confront them when they see them.
That you must go out and get them, that's all. They're not
going to
come to you.
Well, we've done that a couple of times.
Get them when you can.
Is there any...